we have a discussion in Halacha Mitzvot Tzichot Kavana. Are we required to have intent that we perform a mitzvah when we perform it? And we say that on a mitzvah doraita, on a biblical mitzvah, one is supposed to have intent. Also on a rabbinic mitzvah, one is supposed to have intent that he is performing the mitzvah. But on a biblical mitzvah, it can be even ma'akev, that if you didn't have that intent, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. We say in our parsha that one of the mitzvot that the Torah gives us is Leman tizkot yom tzedcha me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. We are supposed to remember that we left Mitzrayim throughout the days of our life, every morning and every night. We fulfill this obligation when we say the parsha of Tzitzis, the third parsha, what we call the third parsha of Shema. We say it every morning and every night. And the chatchila, a person should make a note in his siddur to pause before he reads the end of the parsha where we say Ani Hashem Elokechem asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim liot lachem le'elokim. In that pasuk, we're fulfilling the biblical mitzvah of remembering that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So a person should pause before he says that and remind himself, I am about to perform the biblical mitzvah of remembering that Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. I have a biblical mitzvah to do it morning and night. And in the morning I'm doing it, and in the night I'm doing it when I read Shema. A person should take note of that so that he really fulfills the commandment and he has kavanah. As we just said, mitzvot tzichot kavanah. One has to have kavanah, the intent that he is performing a biblical mitzvah when he does the mitzvah.